Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Him all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from the book of Psalms, chapter 16, verse 8 and 9. It says, Psalmist says, I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, David was a man after God's own heart, but he had many questions concerning the presence of God in his life. He'll always ask, why this Lord? Why that Lord? If you see in the book of Psalms, he's always questioning and asking questions from the Lord. Why this has happened to me? Why the enemy is arising against me? Why I'm in this darkness? Why I'm in the cave? Lord, come and rescue me and help me. And I like, you know, that irrespective of what the situation and circumstance of David was, he always knew that God is always with him. He will not be shaken, for God Almighty is right beside me, he says. So, when praying does not seem to bring the answer, the question becomes, how do I get through this difficult time in my life? That's a question, right? Many people can ask that. The Bible addresses this by telling us Jesus endured the shame of being nailed to a cross because he knew later on he would be glad. Hebrews 12:2 talks about that. Then it adds this, keep your mind on Jesus, then you won't get discouraged and give up in verse 3. The reason Jesus could endure is because he focused on what would happen later on. The joy of pleasing the Father, building the church and reaching the world. Here is how David got through his hard times or difficult times. I know the Lord is always with me, he says. I will not be shaken, for he is my right hand. He is beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety. That's what he confesses, he speaks. So instead of denying a reality or trying to white knuckle your way through it, realize that the Lord is with you and draw from him the strength you need. It is difficult to endure hardship at the best of times, but when you don't understand why, it can be really frustrating. God doesn't give us lengthy explanations about how he works. A God who is used to creating worlds with a single sentence wouldn't so, right? So when you can't find an answer in his word, or when you don't find an answer through prayer and the counsel of others, when you are left wondering, and he won't be the first, right? David repeatedly asked, why in Psalms? And God still called him a man after my own heart, who will do all my will in Acts 13:22. So, be encouraged, be lifted up. You will get through this difficult time. You will get through your challenge. You will get through your crossroads of your life. And you will come to a large place. You will hear a voice, and that voice of the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you and show you the path forward. Amen. Be encouraged. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We bless you. We love you. We worship you. We appreciate you. We honor you. Abba, Father, we thank you that you're always with us. Hallelujah. It's not about our feeling, but it's about being convicted in our spirit to know that you are there with us, either in the storm or, Father, out of the storm, you are always there with us. Abba, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your covenants that you have made, that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. You have not forgotten us. You will always be with us. And we thank you for that. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one and prosper them. I pray, Lord, for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I rebuke every manner of sickness and I speak healing and wholeness to flow into their bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray the Lord that their minds will be fixed on you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith, O God. And I pray that you will bless each and every one of them. Lord, Father, we trust you. We depend upon you. We do not trust in the arm of man or the arm of flesh or on anything around us. We trust in our God. We trust in Jehovah. And we know that you are always, you always come through to help us, to uphold us, and to bless us. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you and a great and fantabulous weekend ahead of you. And bye for now.